Let me start with the big thing. 5 years ago, the world made a series of the most magnificent promises. And we have determined to use this conference seriously to indent the most extreme curses of poverty in the world today. We shall not let them out of our sights, even if we may not yet have the power to fulfill them all.
That's not true. That's not true.
Oh, I'm sorry, madam, but heckling isn't really a tradition at these gatherings.
What are the traditions then? Well-crafted compromise and just sort of ignoring the poor?
Perhaps we can talk about this later?
I doubt it. I imagine I'll be thrown out later, so it's probably got to be now. I don't know how much the rest of you ladies know about what's going on, but my friend here tells me that while we're eating, 100 million children are nearly starving. There's just millions of kids who'd kill for the amount of food that fat old me left in the side of my plate. Children who are then so weak they'll die if a mosquito bites them. And so they do die. One every 3 seconds. There they go. And another one. Anyone who has kids knows that every mother and father in Africa must love their children as much as they do. And to watch your kids die, to watch them die, and then to die yourself in trying to protect them, that's not right. And tomorrow, 8 of the men sitting round this table actually have the ability to sort this out by making a few great decisions. And if they don't, someday, someone else will. And they'll look back on us lot and say, people were actually dying in their millions unnecessarily in front of you, on your TV screens. What were you thinking? You knew what to do to stop it happening, and you didn't do those things. Shame on you. So that's what you have to do tomorrow. Be great instead of being ashamed. It can't be impossible. It must be possible.